There it stood, in its little green vase, on a light ebony stand in the window of the drawing-room. The rich satin curtains, with their costly fringes, swept down on either side of it, and around it glittered every rare and fanciful trifle which wealth can offer to luxury. And yet that simple rose was the fairest of them all. So pure it looked, its white leaves just touched with that delicious creamy tint peculiar to its kind, its cup so full, so perfect, its head bending as if it were sinking and melting away in its own richness. Oh, when did ever man make anything to equal the living, perfect flower? But the sunlight that streamed through the window revealed something fairer than the rose, a young lady reclining on an ottoman, who was thus addressed by her livelier cousin.
"I say, cousin, I've been thinking what you are to do with your pet rose when you go to New York, as to our consternation you are determined to do. You know it would be a sad pity to leave it with such a scatterbrain as I am. I love flowers, indeed. That is, I like a regular bouquet, cut off and tied up, to carry to a party. But as to all this tending and fussing which is needful to keep them growing, I have no gifts in that line."
"Make yourself easy as to that, Kate," said Florence with a smile. "I have no intention of calling upon your talents. I have an asylum in view for my favorite."